I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Yolanda King is the eldest daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She died late yesterday at her home in Santa Monica, California. The cause of death is unknown. She was just 51 years old. And her family released a statement celebrating Yolanda's life. Quote, she was an actress, author, producer, advocate for peace and nonviolence, who was known and loved for her motivational and inspirational contributions to society. Yolanda Denise King was born in Montgomery, Alabama, on November 17th of 1955, at the beginning of her father's rise in the civil rights movement. In later life, she became a producer and an actress, appearing in countless projects, including the 1978 miniseries King and the film Ghost of Mississippi, about the murder of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. Yolanda King joined News and Notes last year to discuss her father's legacy and to commemorate Martin Luther King Day.
What we have encouraged is that it be a day on, not a day off, that this should be a time when people not only celebrate, but as the theme says, act to bring about the kind of society that my father really wanted to see and was trying to move us to. And so that means that in your individual lives and in your individual communities, that means looking around and seeing where you can plug in to make things a little bit better.
In that same interview, Yolanda King went on to explain how she tried to carry the work of her father forward.
To really involve yourself in transforming yourself. That's the work that I'm really focused on through my company, Higher Ground Productions, is really helping people to really find a place of personal empowerment as well as inner peace, because I think it takes that for people to be effective change agents and to be champions of peace in their own lives. And that's how we can effectively commemorate the life of Martin Luther King Jr.
Now, Yolanda did not have an easy life. She lost her father when she was just a teenager, and she spent the rest of her life trying to honor his legacy and also be herself.
And you must make decisions not based on what you necessarily might individually or personally in a vacuum want to do, but you do. We must operate from an understanding of what we represent to the larger society. And it's tough because we are just like any other family. We have our differences. And so it's a responsibility. As I say to people, it's an awesome, tremendous blessing. And it's also a pretty heavy duty responsibility as well.
Our contributor, Ron Walters, knew Yolanda King. In the early 1980s, he served on the board of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And he says Yolanda eventually found that fine balance between her father's world and her own.
She, came out as someone who still was respected by the civil rights leadership. She was a torchbearer of her father's image, and I think she came out with the respect of her younger brothers and sisters.
Yolanda's mother, Coretta Scott King, died early last year, and Yolanda King leaves behind two brothers, Dexter and Martin III, and sister Bernice.